This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Russian President Vladimir Putin is a notable absentee as leaders from the BRICS group of emerging economies start their three-day summit in South Africa. The AP's Lawrence Brooks reports.
Putin will instead participate via video call after his trip was complicated by an International Criminal Court arrest warrant issued for him in March over the abduction of children from Ukraine. But Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, will attend in the president's place. Lavrov's press secretary, Maria Zakharova, shared a video of his arrival on Telegram. Welcomed with a traditional South African dance, he stepped off the plane in Johannesburg. The bloc, consisting of Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, is holding its first in-person meeting since the COVID-19 pandemic began. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Russia's defense ministry said on Tuesday its forces had destroyed a U.S.-made military speedboat near Snake Island in the Black Sea. Also, Russia said that its air defenses have shot down Ukrainian drones over the Moscow region and in the Bryansk area along the border between the two countries. Meanwhile, Ukraine said on Tuesday that its troops have entered the strategic southeastern village of Robotyna, potentially a significant advance in its counteroffensive against Russian forces. Former U.S. President Donald Trump says he will surrender to authorities in Georgia on Thursday to face charges in the case accusing him of illegally scheming to overturn his 2020 election loss. Trump made the announcement after his bond was set at $200,000, this according to court papers filed on Monday. From Washington, this is VOA News. The African Union on Tuesday suspended Niger from all its institutions and activities following last month's coup until the effective restoration of constitutional order. The Council of 55 nation bloc made the decision after mutinous soldiers overthrew Niger's democratically elected president last month. On Tuesday, Thailand's former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat returned to Thailand for the first time since a self-imposed exile in 2008. Shortly after his arrival, he was taken to a Bangkok jail, just as real estate mogul Setra Thavisin won the backing of Thailand's parliament to become prime minister. As Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson reports, it paves the way for a new coalition government and an end to weeks of uncertainty and political stalemate.
Thailand had been locked in a political stalemate since an election in May swept the anti-establishment move forward to victory. The Progressive Party was blocked by conservative lawmakers, and now the Pure Thai Party is expected to form a government. The party has agreed a contentious alliance that includes parties backed by the military, the same military that led coups in 2006 and 2014 against Thaksin and his sister, who also had a stint as Prime Minister. Set Thawisin's smooth ascent to the top job and Thaksin's return may fuel speculation that the former Prime Minister did a deal with his enemies in the military to allow for his return and possibly an early release from jail.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson reporting. Authorities in Hawaii, where hundreds of people are still unaccounted for following deadly wildfires, are trying to locate the missing. Donna Warder reports.
Authorities say they're still trying to locate more than 800 people, 2 weeks after the deadliest wildfire in more than a century in the U.S. swept through the community of Lahaina. As of Monday, at least 115 people were confirmed dead. When a wildfire destroyed the California town of Paradise in 2018, Butte County published a list of the missing in the local newspaper that helped identify scores of people who had made it out alive but were still listed as missing. But officials in Maui say they're not sure if publishing a list would violate privacy rules. I'm Donna Warder.
On Tuesday, Japan's prime minister announced that he gave the operators of the Fukushima nuclear plant permission to begin releasing thousands of liters of treated radioactive wastewater from the damaged facility into the sea beginning on Thursday. The UN's International Atomic Agency Energy Agency said the plan to release the water is in line with global safety standards. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.